You gave your word to somebody that you would give them a loan for a certain purpose. And now you're having second thoughts and you want to know, are you allowed to back out? The question is very simple. Once you give a pledge to give someone a loan, must you respect your pledge or can you choose afterwards to retract from your pledge for whatever reason? So this question has to be analyzed both from a legal perspective and halachic perspective. What do we mean? The first thing we have to analyze is regarding whether a pledge is as if one legally obligated himself to give him the money. Is it considered a kinyan, and therefore, according to halacha, he is legally bound to give this loan? The same way a person who bought something is legally bound to pay for the item. The second aspect we have to deal with, even if we say there is no legal liability, is regarding may one break his word. The laws of nedarim, the laws of vows. Once you make a pledge, can you then you say afterwards that I don't want to give it? So regarding the legal liability standpoint, it's brought, recorded in the Shulchan Aruch Eishin Mishpat, chapter 39, halacha 17, that an oral pledge of a loan is meaningless in halacha, and it's absolutely legally permitted for the pledger to back out and say, I don't want to give you the money in the end. And the reason for this is because a kinyan, an acquisition that makes things legally binding never takes place through mere words. There has to be an action. Now what if an IOU document was already written? What if the potential borrower already had a document written up that says that he borrowed such and such money from Pliny Almeni and possibly even already signed? And now the lender wants to back out before giving the money. So in a case that a document was already written with the consent of the lender, we find a machlekes in the Paiskin. The Shach and Cheshen Mishpat rules that he must give the money. It's a legal acquisition. He has legally bound himself to now need to give this money as a loan. While other Paiskim, the Mechaber, and others rule that he may go back even in such a case. All the above is regarding legal liability, which is a halacha between man and another fellow. Now let's discuss the second aspect. Okay, so we only pledged orally. According to legal liability, there is no liability. But what about breaking a promise? What about breaking a neder? So the general rule is as follows. Whenever a person says he's going to do something, it does not have the status of a vow, unless he say, I vow, or I swear, or I promise. But otherwise, it does not have a status of a vow by plainly pledging something, unless the pledge involves a mitzvah, such as to give tzedakah. If a person pledged money to tzedakah, that becomes a neder, even though he didn't say, I promise. You don't need to say, I promise, for a pledge of a mitzvah to become halachically binding as a neder. The Chafetz Chaim in the Sefer Avas Chesed, chapter 1, halacha 11, says that it's forbidden. It's considered a vow when a person pledges a loan, as giving a loan to a Jew in need is a mitzvah min ha-Torah. So you can no longer retract it, as it's considered a vow. So even though there's no legal liability, you can't back out from the loan for other reasons, due to breaking a neder. However, continues the Chafetz Chaim, that there are options available to back out even in such a case. And that is through having a taras nadarim done. Take three Jews that are kosher to be judges, tell them about the issue, and have them revoke the vow. Furthermore, says the Chafetz Chaim, it's only considered a vow that requires a taras nadarim when the person who is borrowing the money needs it for a great need. But if he's borrowing it for extracurricular activities, then there's no mitzvah's essay, there's no positive command to lend him the money. And if there's no positive command to lend the money, then the pledge never became a vow. And you are luckily allowed to back out from it. Nonetheless, even in this situation that he can luckily back out from the vow and from the pledge and it's not considered a vow, it is best not to do so because it's considered unethical, mechsurei emunah, a person is not keeping to his word. And therefore, due to all the above, it's always proper that before giving your word to give a loan, to always say, bli neder, I will give you the loan. And that always leaves open that if you need to rethink the situation, you can back out afterwards if you desire. So to summarize, if you pledge to give somebody a loan and you didn't say bli neder, then so long as no document has been written, you can still legally back out of it. However, if the loan was for purposes of a great need and is considered a fulfillment of a mitzvah deraisa, by giving him the loan, then you would have to do a taras nadarim in order to retract from the vow.